kind of like to know what the difference would be if it continued to be a nightly rental either way. What would be the difference for everybody?
You have a conditional use permit.
I understand that. No, I'm saying like...
And you can continue to operate that. You're not, in my way of thinking, he's not in violation now, is he?
No,
not at all.
So he can continue to operate.
And that's, you know, a conditional use permit, the way it's written, and again, from my perspective, is you get the right, as long as you own it, to use it in perpetuity. But the reason why there are conditional use permits is because things change.
Yeah.
And in Taney County, things change to where we brought in zoning regulations and all that, and we restricted the ability to do conditional use permits in R1 zoning. So that's...
I was just saying, in consideration to the neighborhood and the surrounding areas, what would change if this property was zoned NR1 rather than just being used as a conditional use permit?
So from our perspective, what we would be seeing is essentially right now it's being used by the individual that was granted the conditional use permit.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to say yes to NR1, that now could move that to somebody else that we don't know who it is. We don't know how many times it's going to change hands. We don't know where that's going to wind up. So looking out for the other individuals in the area would be our responsibility, and it would actually make us irresponsible in order to grant that decision. So again, everything that you see here is based on past decisions that have been made. We're moving forward with the regulations that have been set before us.
It would help if the NR3 wasn't there. Yes, it would. But I understand what you're saying. But if the NR3 wasn't there, it'd make a lot more sense of what you're saying.
We just have to live with the past.
NR3 because that was everyone we were doing zoning.
Yeah, I do.
Have to live with the past.
Yeah, and that's what it got zoned.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is that there's nightly rental going to be down that road for the rest of its life.
Well, the bed and breakfast, that's the way it was when we did our zoning.
Yeah.
So it was already there.
We had no choice.
Sure. And that's what I'm saying. That road is going to have nightly rental cars go down it for the remainder of its existence.
I get what you're saying. I don't think you hear what we're saying. So I think we're to the point. Do we have any other comments, questions for the applicant, or do we have enough information to make a motion? And again, we need to make a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Some discussion. I want to expand on what Devin said. You know, you got that approved by the Board of Adjustments. We denied it.
Sure.
So when you get a conditional use permit, like she said, we know who's doing it. And I have every respect for who you're going to sell that to, and they'll be a great guy, and probably the next guy. But if the next guy sells it to a dirt bag and that's a nightly rental zoning, there is nothing we can do about it. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's a conditional use permit, and if we get 5 complaints in the next year on that conditional use permit, we can pull it.
Gotcha.
But if we zone it nightly rentals, and 10 years from now, who knows what, and it's out of control.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? And it's a motion to approve for us to vote up or down. So I'm going to go ahead and read the specific motion. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-024 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Bridger Hardy for the parcels located at 155 Ruby's Rest, Reed Spring, Missouri, parcel number 06-8.0-34-000-000-006.004 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All in favor of the approval of this application, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Yeah. Nay.
Motion is denied. But again, you got your opportunity next week.
So it didn't happen.
No, not the county. Yeah. So you got guys are, just so you guys are aware, we only make a recommendation for or against this. So next Tuesday, November 18th at 9 a.m. is the county commission meeting. So if you guys have the ability to come here and voice your opinion, they're the ones that will vote it up or down. Okay?
So did I hear, can I ask you a question? If there's 5 complaints for that property?
I was just being hypothetical. If we get a bunch of complaints, then we can do things about it.
I could have, if I would have called every time if we had a complaint.
Write that down, because that's the first thing we ask. Have there been any complaints? Okay. Well, no.
The problem is the bed and breakfast is in R3, so that's not a conditional.
Yeah.
So that's rezoned, so there's not as much clout.
Figure out pretty quick if it's the bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
For the record, the bed and breakfast and the other house has been listed for sale, and they took it off the market.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any older new business?
I do have some old business. The 14 cabins we heard down by the Arkansas-Missouri line there has done an appeal to the BOA, and they will be speaking next week to appeal that decision. Just want you guys to be aware.
Yes. All right.
Just a question out of ignorance. I noticed on that last case that the denial from this group happened in November or December. The appeal was approved in February. Is there not? I thought that happened like the next week.
I did.
How long?
Yeah, the dates were.
I never noticed that.
Yeah. How long?
You have a certain amount of time to appeal, right? 30 days, and then it depends.
That was like 90 days.
It went from 21 to 22.
And then I think it was 90. I don't know what it is.
They have so much time, though, but they can deny it.
I can get you an answer. I don't have it now, but I think it is 90.
Before they can file, they've got time to think about
it. So anything that we do this month could be 90 days before they go to the Board of Adjustments.
I'll get you an answer.
Shows you're paying attention.
Well, I try to study.
So as far as this group that's going to try to appeal, everybody needs to go right there that was here. Because those people are calling me left and right now that they're going to appeal.
We treat it just like any other hearing. They've been notified and everything, all the distance around, and we wrote your decision down. And
they went for a CUP. Those people did. And the reason that we gave, I wasn't here, so I apologize, was just not compatible.
Yeah, right.
I kind of broke that down a little deeper into what I heard everybody talking about.
The older gentleman that spoke is a wealth of information.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this case before the bed and breakfast was in there. And we sat and listened to this presentation about the cabins and all of this big deal, and I voted against it then. I'm just like others on the board. We voted against it a couple of times.
But you mean on this case?
Yeah, this is a different one.
This is the one down on.
I remember the intersection. There was a huge discussion and debate about that intersection and the safety issue.
We had a herd of people at the arm at a time or two.
Yeah, there was double the number of people.
Yes.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second. All those in favor? Aye. Aye. Meeting adjourned. Aye.